It's that time again for another New Wave Heroes, the best retro show around. Well, that's what the script says. And on this show, there's music from The Cure, OMD, The Jam, Sade, and loads more. Our classic album is The Eurythmics Revenge from 1986. I'll take a look at some readers' letters sent into the music press from August 1983, plus lots of other features and fun. Let's get into it.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
There goes Joy Division and Love Will Tear Us Apart, and that's from June 1980. And that was a standalone single, it wasn't on any album. In 2002, NME named Love Will Tear Us Apart as the greatest single of all time. So how's things? Are you having a good day? I do hope so. Mike has emailed and says I've reached the age when my back goes out more than I do. Yeah, I know what you mean, Mike. It can be a bit of an effort these days. Here's one I bet you know all the words to.
Only the best music.
I've been going out with a girl, her name is Julie. But last night she said to me, when we were watching telly, this is what she said. She said, listen John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to two-time you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her. Gordon, she replied. Not that puff, I said dismayed. Yes, you're both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless to pack me for Gordon, just cause he's better looking than me, just cause he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. Oh, she's a slag and he's a creep. She's a tart, he's very cheap. She is a slut, he thinks he's tough. She is a bitch, he is a puff. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. Yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he? I know. I'll get the mate Perry to hit him. He's threatening. Yeah, but Barry's a mate of Gordon's, isn't he?
It's not bad, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well,
it's not bad,
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, give me a sec. I'm just talking to my producer. What do you mean I can't play that one? People will get offended. Oh, well, that was Jilted John with the very cleverly titled Jilted John. It must have been a rough few months in 1978 if you were called Gordon when that was in the charts. And the song was introduced by Kid Jensen on Top of the Pops, remember him, as one of the most bizarre singles of the decade. It got to number 4 in the charts though, good fun. And if you've been affected by that song or anything else you're going to hear in the show today, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
Great music, great memories.
Seem quite right. I've been sitting here all night. You've got to choose.
Jan in bingo accents. that's not the point, is it? Slipping silver paper when their price goes flat. How about that? Far out, man, now Monday and Dad smoke caps and not filters. All paper lies cause they all die of cancer. What goes on? What goes wrong? Save up that money for a holiday. To Chelsea Bill, a back on Shabbat.
Tracks in a row there. First you heard the Darling Buds with You've Got to Choose. I've said before I'm going to make it my life's work to get that band the recognition they deserve, and that was The Jam with Saturday's Kids. A quick email from Pippa. She says, when I was a kid, bedtime was 9 p.m. and I couldn't wait to be a grown-up so I could go to bed anytime I wanted. Turns out it's 9 p.m. Here's Gary Newman.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
We're in the burning weather night, eyes grow on a frightened by the liquid engineer.
Retro never sounded so good.
That's a KD remix of Newman's fan favourite Metal from his 1979 album The Pleasure Principle, and it was the B-side to Cars. Love that. After this next one, I'll take a fun look at the early 80s music press.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
That's The Cure and Just Like Heaven. Right, so it's time for our regular look at the music press back in the day. This time it's from Number One magazine, August 1983. Here's a couple of letters. Dear editor, although I reckon it's a bit posy, I really don't blame Lamal for using such a boring anagram for a name. After all, Chris Hamill isn't a name you can do much with, is it? I did have a go though, and all I came up with was His Ill March, which isn't much of a name. Michael Jackson comes out as Chainmail Jocks. Mary Wilson is Wailing Morse. David Bowie via Wide Bod. Midjour, Emu Dirge. But the best name though to play with is Simon Le Bon. He's Slim on Bone, Sob on Line, Lim on Nose, or even Slime on Knob. Dear editor, what's wrong with English girls? Simon Le Bon's getting married to a Canadian, and Nick Rhodes has an American girlfriend, as has John Taylor apparently, If Duran Duran are so close to their English fans, shouldn't they at least marry one or have an English girlfriend? I'm sad that Simon's getting married, but I would be much happier if she was an English girl. And that was sent in by a broken-hearted John Taylor fan, Cambridge. Dear, oh dear. Here's a few letters from the Pen Pal page. I can't believe they used to print their full address. Unbelievable. I'm 17 years of age and live in Rugby, where there are not many nice males. So I would like to hear from any males 16 plus who are into David Bowie, Lou Reed, Bob Marley, Michael Jackson, and the Stones, and many more. I like going out a lot and my hobby is drawing weird pictures. And that was from Vanda, Warwickshire. Here's another one. A girl 18 would like to write to boys with a sense of humour and charm. I like Duran Duran, Spandau Ballet, Wham, Japan, Suzy, Blancmange, The Young Ones, Blackadder, James Herbert and Tom Sharp. I dislike arrogance, narrow-mindedness and big heads. Please write to Julie Whittam in Essex. Well, that was just down the road from me. This one sounds a good catch. Calling all weirdos, I'm Vicky. My favourite acts are Soft Cell and Mark on the Mambas. I'm also into bizarre music, black clothes, weird dress style, outrageousness, The Creatures, Specimen, Prince, white soul music, The Bluebells, Dave Jensen, art, collecting records, music, magazines and posters, and I would like to exchange tapes of interviews, sessions and live music of the Mambas and Soft Cell. I dislike a lot of top 40 music. Oh, and I'm 15 years old. Please write to Vicky. She's from Sudbury in Suffolk. I wonder where you are now, Vicky. You still wearing black? Here's one. We are three girls from South Wales and would like three boys as pen pals. Our names are Wendy, Sharon and Carol. We're all 15 years old. Our special interests are music, especially punk groups like Exploited, the Sex Pistols and Dead Kennedys. Please write to Wendy, Gwent. So if any of those have caught your attention, I've got their full addresses. Crazy.
Oh,
So that's OMD and She's Leaving from their awesome Architecture and Morality album. I'll be back after this short retro ad break.
Remember!
Our price shows its metal. First there came soft metal. Now comes a totally new concept. Precious metal. Brian Adams. Robert Palmer. In Excess. Then Jericho. John Farr. Precious Metal. 18 original rock sounds. Still available soft metal. Now also on video. Get them at your local outlets.
Totally awesome 80s.
And today's My Tune comes from Amy, and Amy says, my story began one Saturday in 1981 in a wimpy bar in Southend, Essex. I was working there part-time when I wasn't at college. I was studying hairdressing at college, as my school careers advisor said that hairdressing is a noble profession for girls who aren't very bright, and I would be a really good fit. It was either that or a PE teacher, but I'm not very sporty. It was a kind of job where I met loads of people all the time, which really helped build my confidence. Being dim and lacking in confidence can be a challenge for a 17-year-old hairdresser. We need to be able to talk to clients and ask them about their holidays and things like that. I'd never had a boyfriend at this point, and I found it difficult to imagine what boys would see in me. And then in walked this boy, who I recognised from college. Our eyes met and my heart skipped a beat. I'd never felt like that before. He was very popular, especially with the other girls, and I didn't think for one moment he would be interested in some airhead like me. He walked towards me and my heart was racing, and then he said, what are you staring at, Specky Four Eyes? Give me a menu, and then went and sat at the table with his mates. My heart sank. How could anyone be so cruel? I mean, Specky Four Eyes. I noticed another much older man trying to catch my attention. I'd seen this man before. He used to stand outside my school a lot with his camera. I walked over to his table and he said that he had seen what had just happened and he thinks my glasses are really sexy and would I like to go to the cinema later that evening with him to see an adult film. I was very naive at the time and presumed he meant An American Werewolf in London, which was the big scary film at that time. I felt flattered, so I said yes. I went back to the kitchen with a spring in my step and licked the burger bun of the horrible boy, took it to his table and said enjoy. Long story short, the film wasn't the one I expected, and let's just say I learned a lot that evening. It turned out that David wasn't the person I'd hoped for either. Last I heard, he was halfway through his 15-year sentence. My tune is The Specials' Do Nothing, which was in the charts at that time, and reminds me of my teachers, who said I would never amount to anything. I think I proved them wrong. I've got four children, cheap council accommodation, and loads of benefits. Thank you, and that was from Amy.
My only call.
That was The Specials and Do Nothing. What an inspiring story, and a great example of how if you're not the sharpest tool in the shed like Amy, you can still get on in life. Now remember, if you want to contact the show for whatever reason, you can, simply by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Coming up soon, two tracks from the Eurythmics classic album Revenge, but first this.
I was a miner, I was a docker, I was a railwayman between the wars. I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat at the foundry between the wars. I paid the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. But they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. I kept the faith and I kept voting, not for the iron fist but for the helping hand. For theirs is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. Theirs is a land of hope and glory, mine is the green field and the factory floor. Theirs are the skies all dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars. Craftsman, bring me the draftsman, build me a path from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men, never to fight again, bring up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the wars.
There goes Billy Bragg and Between the Wars, and that's from 1985. Reached number 15 in the UK singles chart. And now it's time for our classic album, and this time around it's Revenge from the Eurythmics. Revenge is the fifth studio album by the band, released on the 29th of June 1986. Four singles were released from the album: When Tomorrow Comes, Missionary Man, Thorn in My Side, and The Miracle of Love. I'll play one of those now, and I'll tell you some more after this.
Classic albums.
Underneath your dreamless eyes,
that's the Eurythmics from their 1986 album Revenge, and that was When Tomorrow Comes. It was released as the first single from the album. It was a modest hit in the UK, just getting into the top 30. Should have been a lot higher, I feel. It proved to be a much bigger success in Australia and Scandinavia, though, and he got into the top 10. This next one, though, was a huge hit.
Classic albums. Yeah!
Such a bad time. Tried to hurt me, but now I know.
My Side from the Eurythmics Revenge album, and that was their ninth top 10 single, and it got to number 5 in the UK singles chart. In the United States, the track got to number 68 on the Billboard Hot 100, and Billboard said it sounds like Swingin' London 1964, although it, quote, views the past with as much irony as affection. Don't know what that means. Cashbox magazine, never heard of it, called it an appealing pop rock single in which the seething lyrics are masked by an infectious melody and Annie Lennox winning vocal. Well, you can't argue with that. It's a great album, and if you haven't heard it yet, give it a listen. Time to get your dancing shoes on, but first a quick email from Claire in Exeter, and she says, remember when our idea of a wild night out was skating in circles while a DJ played music? I do, I remember it well. And here's one of those records.
Remember this golden classic? Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Obsession from Animotion from 1984, and that track regularly pops up in movie soundtracks and video games. Right, so we've got time for a quick round of I Can't Believe I Said That. Here we go. Culture Club are obnoxious, they're just geared towards being number one, and that's not great. Duran Duran I quite like. I can understand them, they just want to be the biggest teen band in the world. I just hate all those creepy types who pretend to be credible. Who do you think said that? Ian McCulloch, Echo and the Bunnymen. This is Pete Burns of Dead or Alive. I'm not singling Boy George out for criticism, I just happen to hate what he does. Cheers, Pete. Here's Nick Haywood. Dallas is crap and everybody in it's got big bums. Interesting observation there from Nick. This one from Boy George. I think Pete Burns has got a lot more talent than Marilyn, but by the same token, he's not a very pleasant person. And this is Marilyn. Thing is, without meaning to sound self-centered, I'm sort of classed as good looking, and Boy George isn't. George Michael. I think it's brilliant being overtly sexy, because it irritates the hell out of everyone who doesn't like you, and all the girls love it, if only they knew. This is John Lydon. As for you poor little cows who buy Duran Duran records, you need help, because those people are conning you. This one's from Andrew Ridgely. David just meant to cover me in ice and gave the ice bucket a good old swing. Unfortunately, it slipped and hit me bang on the nose. It's the truth. No, it's not the truth, Andrew. This is Nasha of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Culture Club have definitely wimped out. The Thompson Twins are really wimpy. Duran Duran used to be brilliant, but they've wimped out too. Paul Weller says, I'm hardly everyone's favourite person. That's true. Boy George again. Our idea of wrecking a hotel room is undoing the wrapping on the soap. That's fun. And the final one, Sarah from Bananarama. I think we've gone past the stage of saying we're serious artists.
Flashback.
Psychedelic Furs and Heaven, and it was the first single from the band's fourth studio album, Mirror Moves, from 1984. And that track almost brings us to the end of another New Wave Heroes. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can contact me and the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. On the website, you can listen again to all the shows, and whilst you're there, you can take a look at the shop. There's some great merch if you love new wave and 80s music. So just one more record to play, and I'll leave you with the calming influence of Sade and Hang On To Your Love. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.